Okay, well, we're, you know, digging in here on the Dolphins, and you know, it was a real good win for them against Seattle on Sunday. Good football team, tough physical team, run the ball, stop and run. A lot of big guys, strong guys in the kicking game. And they're good on special teams, been very productive this year. For the return game, they got big physical coverage players as well, good specialists. So, you know, it's a good team all the way around. And, you know, it'll be tough down there, like it always, Miami. So, got a lot of work to do, get back into the routine here, and, you know, try to get ready for these guys on the road.
Bill, I was wondering what your reaction was to the Jermaine Cunningham suspension.
Well, it's a league matter, so it's, you know, really out of our hands.
As a follow-up to that, Bolden was suspended, I guess, 19 days ago. I was wondering if you addressed the team about that issue afterward.
I address the team every day, so we talk to the team on a regular basis. Look, unfortunately, sometimes on these things, you know, people make mistakes. But that's everybody's accountable for them, so I think both situations are unfortunate. Neither one of them needed to happen. They weren't that important, but they were violations, so they are what they are.
Do you just, obviously, I guess it's happened in a whirlwind, but what would be the plan going forward for replacing Jermaine?
We'll have to take a look at our options here. We could, basically, there's two options. We could bring somebody in from outside and sign for the roster, or we could do something with a player on the practice squad. So we'll see. Take a look at our options, talk to Nick Casario, get his thoughts and input on it relative to the personnel that's available, like we usually do. Handle the same as we usually handle those type situations. And you know, try to make the best decision for the team that we can for this week and the remaining five games.
On a different note, can you just speak about Nick McDonald and perhaps what he's brought to the team since he's joined it?
You know, Nick came to the team last year after we made Green Bay's roster as a rookie, and then after being released at the end of preseason last year. And we started him on the practice squad, moved him up to the roster. He stepped in and played some games for us at center. And this year, he was kind of slowed a little bit at the beginning of the season, but has worked at all the inside spots, even played some tackle in preseason, and so he's been a very versatile player for us. And this year, most of his playing time has come at guard, as well as some tight end situations in you know, our bigger personnel groupings. But most of it's been a guard, so he's played really center, guard, and tackle, all three positions for us since he's been here. And that's pretty rare for any offensive lineman to line up at all those spots. He's done a good job, of course.
Field Yates, followed by Michael Whitmer.
Bill, just to kind of build off the offensive line thoughts, I don't think we've had a chance to ask you about Marcus Zusevic, since you guys added him to the active roster last week. We didn't get to see him in training camp, obviously. Could you kind of introduce us to him as a player, what some of his strengths are, and what you've seen from him so far?
Field, we didn't get to see him in training camp either, other than jog around in shorts. But he just started practicing a couple weeks ago, as you know, and had a really good career at Iowa. Got hurt last year at the combine in February, and it really has been rehabbing all the way up until the point where he was pretty much up to that point where he was allowed to begin practicing a few weeks back. And I think he's worked really hard. He's made good progress physically with his overall strength and conditioning. And technique-wise, he's definitely behind, as you would expect. But he's working hard to catch up on that. And played tackle in college. He'll work there for us. You know, he also has possibly the physical attributes to play inside a guard, similar to the Marcus Cannon type of discussion. I mean, similar but different, but I think there could be a possibility of that, but his primary position has been tackle, so kind of where he's at for now, and hopefully he can get some reps in practice and with the scout team and be able to improve the techniques of his game, because I think that physically he's come along well. He just needs practice and live snaps and seeing things at the speed that we play at to improve. He continues to work hard and pay attention to the little details. I think he could have a chance to help us at some point.
Yes, Bill.
Cool.
Kind of to piggyback the offensive line questions today, Logan's missed some games here in the past. Sebastian didn't play on Thursday. You kind of plugged in Nick and Donald Thomas, and maybe some people would think if that's the case that the play would slip, but Tom really hasn't been touched much, and you've run the ball pretty well. So maybe just to speak about those two guys coming in and the line really performing at a pretty high level, it seems.
You're talking about Nick and Donald?
Yeah, coming in and really not seeing a whole lot of slippage in that area.
Right. Well, Nick played quite a bit last week against Indianapolis, and then for Dan Connolly, who was who didn't play, and then this past week, then Dan came back and Marcus played for Sebastian. So it's really been all three of those guys, although Donald played most. And Donald came with us last year, similar to the situation with Nick McDonald, except that he wasn't practice squad eligible. So Donald was on the roster from the beginning of the season. Nick started on the practice squad and then came onto the roster. But both those guys joined us last year from other teams. And have both really come along and improved and given us good flexibility on the offensive line, playing both guard spots and center. So both those players have played at all three positions, in addition to Nick playing some snaps at tackle in the preseason, which he did in college. But their ability to pick up our system, to have versatility, work well with the other players and combination of players, whoever that happened to be, whether it was the tackle on their respective sides or Wendy at center, has been good, and their level of play has been good. And then Marcus, really got a lot of playing time in preseason. And then when Sebastian kind of worked his way back into the lineup at the beginning of the season, then Marcus's play time went from about half the game in Tennessee and dropped down, and then Sebastian kind of regained that starting position. Then Marcus stepped in and played the whole game against the Jets last week and did a real good job for us there, in addition to throughout the course of the year doing some short yardage and goal line, multiple tight end type sets where, he's kind of like Nick McDonald, also is in some of those formations, but not really a high number of plays, but just added responsibilities for him. And they've all done well, so they're all, young guys, and they're relatively early part of their careers that have come in here in a variety of circumstances. All of them really missed training camp last year for one reason. Not either they weren't here or, in Mark's case, didn't participate in training camp last year. And I think that the off-season program and then their ability to go from last year to the off-season program to the OTAs to training camp, that those players have all really, all three of them have improved significantly from where they were this time or even going back to, September of 2011.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, sorry, that's kind of what I was getting at. Maybe I didn't phrase the question properly, but it seems like that there's been a lot of moving parts, and you've been able to, like you mentioned, plug in guys in different spots or multiple spots. And I guess I'm just, I haven't seen a whole lot of change in production, no matter who was in there. And I know we saw a lot of it last year, too, with that offensive line. You've got to have guys that can play multiple spots. You pride yourself on that. But this year especially, I think it seems like there's been a lot of revolving door kind of action, and yet the line has played pretty well.
Right. Well, last year, as you know, we had more movement at center and right tackle. And we had four different centers start games for us, and then Sebastian played a little over half the season at right tackle, maybe it was right around half the season, and so Nate played quite a bit at right tackle, and then Nate played some at tight end as well, and in those type of formations. Whereas this year, other than the Jets game, Sebastian's played in every game, although the first couple games he didn't play the entire game, and Marcus alternated with him in there. But for the most part, we've been pretty steady there at the tackle spots and with Wendell at center. We had a lot of competition at center in training camp, but once the season started, Ryan's been, he's been consistent in there, and Sebastian and Nate, for the most part, have been pretty consistent at tackle. Like I said, other than this Jets game, where we've had really a lot of movement has been at guard with Logan, Dan, Donald, and then, Nick at times playing in there as well. So it's kind of similar to last year in that it hasn't been the same five guys every game, but this year the positions have been more at guard. The change has been more at guard, and last year the change was more at center and right tackle for the most part. So it's, like I said, similar but different the way that's turned out.
So Kerr Scott is someone we saw mostly playing special teams throughout the year until the last 2 weeks he's gotten more snaps on the line, the defensive line. I'm just wondering how you feel if you've done with those opportunities in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think Trevor's done well, and he's had, he had those opportunities. He had some opportunities to play defensively earlier in the year too. Then, he was out there for a few games in the middle part of the season. Then, we got him back, after the bye 3 weeks ago when he and Tracy came back for the Buffalo game. So, but Trevor's a versatile player. He's a player that can play in coverage situations, and has done that in the past. Has played outside linebacker, I mean, similar to Ninkovich, that type of a role. But he's played more down for us this year, and played more down in his career. But he also does have that flexibility. Also, very good in the kicking game. Kickoff, punt coverage, punt return, all those things. Positions where he has to run and cover space, but at the same time be physical and play in the open field, and match up against other players of his size, linebacker, fullback, tight end types in the kicking game in those roles. So Trevor's smart. He works hard. He's in very good condition, and he's a good athlete. He can run. He's quick. He's long. He's got good length at the end of the line of scrimmage. To handle some of those bigger tackles or the tight ends with the 6'5", 6'6", type tight ends with long arms and that type of thing. So he's done a solid job when he's had the opportunity. We've had a lot of competition at those positions with Rob and Chandler, of course, and Jermaine, and Justin, and Jay. So it's been a very competitive position, but he's done well when he's had the opportunity, and he's contributed well a lot for us in the kicking game.
Bill, I was curious how you'd characterize the Dolphins' defense under this new coaching regime in terms of their style of play.
Well, I think it's probably most similar, Mike, to the Cincinnati defense. Kevin Coyle was there at Cincinnati with with Marvin Lewis and that scheme, of course, with Marvin kind of goes back to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So there's a 3-4 or element to it with some over and under, if you will, like a Bengals play. I mean, it's a 3-man line, but it's a 4-man line, Baltimore, Cincinnati-ish. And they run a lot of pressure. They do a lot of different blitz zones with their inside linebackers up in the line a lot, again, like Cincinnati does, but that combines with edge pressure and it's a combination of blitz zone with some man pressure with a variety of coverages. They don't usually just sit in one thing, all day. That's not really their style. And, of course, they have two very good edge players with, Koumissi and and weight, and they have some big physical inside players like Odrick and Solei, Starks, and a couple active linebackers, Burnett, Dansby. So I think personnel-wise, they're kind of similar to Cincinnati, and scheme-wise, they're similar to Cincinnati. George Edwards is their linebacker coach, and of course, he was there last year and was up in Buffalo prior to that, and so he definitely has some background in the 3-4 and those types of schemes too. So I think there's a little bit of that influence as well.